Dictation for Gerald Sumner, Sumner, July 1st, 65. Address as a letter, Dr. Sarvepalli, Masonic Home, 466-3008. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, follow up Mr. Sumner, stage 5 chronic kidney disease. Last visit, August. Folic catheter in place, indwelling. No infection, cloudiness, or blood. Has prior stroke left-sided with some problems of aphasia. Tolerating diet. No reported vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding. On a wheelchair. Denied chest pain palpitation, increase of dyspnea. No oxygen CPAP machine. No major edema. Review system done. He told me that mother at the age of 101 just passed away. He is one of 8 brothers and sisters. One sister was on dialysis under my care. AV fistula has been placed on the right brachial area. Medication list review. I want to highlight clonidine, hydralazine, metoprolol, Demadex on phosphorus binders. Pressing weight 203, blood pressure 130/78. Right brachial area developing, no infection, no severe Stilling syndrome, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, overweight of the abdomen, left sided weakness, brace on the left ankle. Some degree of expressive aphasia, but he can follow a conversation. Next paragraph, chemistries, October, stable anemia, stable low platelets, which is mild, GFR 14, stage 5, normal potassium acid base, normal albumin, phosphorus less than 4.8, normal calcium, PTH 130s. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 5. Presently, no symptoms of uremia and no indication for dialysis. Right-sided AV fistula brachial area is developing. A component of urinary retention, folic catheter in place. Anemia has not required EPO treatment. Phosphorus binders continue the same. Other chemistries are stable, chemistries in a regular basis. We will start dialysis based on symptoms. Secondary hyperparathyroidism, presently no need for vitamin D125. Continuous same blood pressure medications. Diabetes, cholesterol management, end of dictation.